The Easter Egg by Malin Edholm, narrated by Lily Ward. The doorbell sends a sharp signal through the flat. The sound makes Lee jump and her heart beat fast as she approaches the door carefully. When her friends visit her, they always call her or send a text, and some of them walks right in, but they never ring the doorbell. She slowly opens the door and is surprised when she sees a delivery man standing outside her flat with a package under his arm. He asks her to sign the little box on his handheld computer, and then he hurries down the stairs again. Confused, she puts the package down on the kitchen table. There is no sender on the box, and she hasn't ordered anything. She is both excited and scared, and butterflies fill her stomach. After a while, curiousness takes over, and she rips the package open with her bare hands. She asks to know what's inside. It's an enormous Easter egg. She picks it up and weighs it in her hands. It's surprisingly heavy. The oval egg is covered in classical Easter pictures of chickens, rabbits, and a green and sunny lawn. Maybe one of her dads sent it. They like over-the-top gifts. She imagines the egg is filled with candy. And she pictures herself eating it all and putting herself into a sugar high for the rest of the weekend. She carefully opens the egg to make sure that no candy will fall out on the floor. She is shocked when she sees what's inside. It's not candy. And it's not from her dad's. Inside the egg, three egg-shaped vibrators rest on a pile of panties in vibrant colors. The content has an Easter vibe to it, which is both funny and weird. Shocked, she stands there staring at it for a while before she starts exploring the different toys by touching them and squeezing them. The soft silicone feels nice under her fingers, and the lace of the panties tickles her skin. She picks out a pair of yellow silk panties. Then she picks up the turquoise vibrator and throws a blanket and a pillow in front of the big full-length mirror.